98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Even 10 in the morning now. 26 degrees, fog, and mist out there. Watch your driving. Day 23 of the partial government shutdown with more rhetoric and finger-pointing and no end in sight.
The president says he wants to make a deal. Democratic Senator Chris Coons says right now it's hard to see the president as sincere.
I think the president should test that by making it clear what concessions and what compromise he's willing to put forward.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says he has some ideas for a deal, starting with those allowed here after disasters.
They're going to lose their legal status soon. He's willing to extend that. The DACA recipients, they're all tied up in court, but I think he would give them work permits for 3 years, one-time renewable, if he could get wall funding.
Both men on Fox News Sunday. Each day the shutdown continues, makes it the longest ever in this nation. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A two-car crash injured several people early yesterday morning in North Wichita near 21st and Grove. A pickup truck collided with an SUV. Multiple people in that vehicle were transported to a hospital. The extent of their injuries unknown. The driver of the truck fled the scene on foot and has not been located.
The USS Wichita was commissioned during a ceremony at a naval base in Florida over the weekend.
The ceremony took place on Saturday at Naval Station Mayport near Jacksonville. The ship is named in honor of Wichita's significant contributions to national defense and is the third USS Wichita commissioned into service. The ship's duties will include conducting mine sweeps, anti-submarine and drug trafficking surveillance operations, as well as providing humanitarian support around the globe. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran gave the keynote speech. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell, Kansas Representative Ron Estes, and Kansas Governor Jeff Collier were also in attendance. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Governor Laura Kelly will be giving her State of the State address Wednesday. On the John Whitmer Show on KNSS, State Representative Susan Humphreys gave her thoughts on what to expect.
I think what we're going to hear is that the state is in a dismal place, because that's all I hear right now coming from the new administration is we're going to set things right, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this. Without raising taxes, which was one of her campaign promises, she ran on that she didn't want to raise taxes, and the numbers just don't add up. And the $900 million, we need to spend that on conservative things. We need to pay our the debts that we have right now. We need to get those taken care of and not expand any programs.
The John Whitmer Show can be heard Sunday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. on KNSS.
A partial victory for states suing the Trump administration in the battle over free contraception for women under Obamacare.
A federal judge in California is blocking rules imposed by the administration to allow more employers to opt out of providing women with no-cost birth control, set to take effect Monday. Businesses would be given exemptions based on religious beliefs or moral objections. 13 states and Washington, D.C. argue women would be forced to turn to state-funded programs for birth control and experience unintended pregnancies. But the judge limited the scope of the ruling to only the plaintiffs, rejecting their request to block the rules nationwide. No word yet if the administration will appeal. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
More regulations are coming to beef-friendly Nebraska as related to the word meat.
More than 4 months after Missouri becomes the first state to regulate the term meat on product labels, Nebraska's powerful farm groups lobbying for similar protection from veggie burgers, tofu dogs, and other items with the look and taste of meat. Nebraska lawmakers are considering a bill to prevent companies from packaging, selling, and advertising foods that are plant-based, insect-based, and lab-grown as meat. Similar measures are pending in Tennessee, Virginia, and Wyoming. Leslie Lotto, Fox News.
Oklahoma is set to usher in a new era in state politics with the inauguration of Republican Kevin Stitt as governor. The 46-year-old political newcomer and other statewide elected officials will be sworn into office today. Stitt has promised he'll use his business acumen to make state government more transparent and fiscally sound. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The first half of the work week looks like quiet weather is going to stick around. We have some morning fog that will clear on out, then this afternoon's high 42, tonight's low 28, then sunny tomorrow, Tuesday's high near 50. Our long-range computer models show yet another storm system moving in toward the end of the week that may start as rain, ending with snow by Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently fog, mist, 26 degrees, and a west wind at 7 miles per hour. 6:30. Four now, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS. Police in New Mexico say a woman who stole a postal truck has been delivered into custody. Authorities say that After they got word that the truck went missing from the Maxwell area, they found it traveling along I-25 and began a pursuit. They set up stop sticks to end the chase. The suspect, 34-year-old Chanel Eccleson, was taken into custody at the Colfax County Detention Center on suspicion of theft, burglary, aggravated assault, criminal property damage, and driving on a suspended license. Stole a postal truck. Anything about that, too?
Well, it was all gassed up and ready to go,
it was,
I guess.
Yeah. Part of St. Louis Lambert Airport evacuated for 2 hours after the roof caught fire. Nobody was injured.
Oh.
Firefighters working to determine what caused yesterday's blaze. Officials evacuated the area near the fire where the fire occurred. Terminal 1 was closed for about 2 hours, but Terminal 2 continued operating. Several flights were delayed. Airport officials say the fire was between the top copper layer of the roof and the structure underneath. Firefighters had to battle the flames in snowy conditions on a sloped roof. I heard something last night that St. Louis got 7 or 8 inches of snow. That's a lot of snow for St. Louis. A lot of snow for anybody.
Yeah.
But there's been snow going over through Illinois and then down up into the mid-Atlantic after that. So all of that came through Kansas, and it wasn't far from here, but you know, Wichita, I think Friday afternoon or Saturday, I saw some flakes coming down, but nothing was sticking. And I don't know if it ever did really snow.
Yeah, we got a little, barely something on Saturday morning, but 2 hours later it was gone.
It was gone. And then we just had a gray weekend, and cloud cover stayed, and it was kind of nasty and miserable out there. All right, it's 6:35 now, Steve and Ted. And yesterday, working on a Sunday, can you believe this? Two Sedgwick County commissioners were sworn in, new ones. Jim Howell was sworn in, but that was another term.
Just another term. He's already on the commission.
Yeah. So now we have Pete Meitzner and Lacey Cruz. This is the first time we've had a female on the board since
Carolyn McGinn?
Carolyn McGinn,
that's
no.
Just a guess off the top of my head. Is there somebody been somebody
Lucy,
since?
Lucy Bartnett, what?
She was on after Carolyn?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Whatever happened to Carolyn McGinn?
Well, she's a state representative.
I know she is, but you never hear from her. Well, you do. When it comes down to budgets crunch time and they're looking for somebody who's got some common sense, they'll usually go to Carolyn because she kind of got a good head on her shoulders. And, so we've got that going on. And welcome aboard to the county commissioners. They had some controversy down there, but see how long it continues. Maybe that's all over with now. Ted, you were talking about, of course, you're doing the sports minute ago and talking about the Chiefs. So now, if those of us are just tuning in, we've got set up for what we call the AFC Championship game next Sunday, which will be the Chiefs against New England.
Yep.
Hated New England.
Yep.
And it'll be interesting. There'll be a lot of attention on that game.
They played earlier in the year at New England. New England won that game 43-40.
Wow.
Now they rematch in Kansas City with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line.
Was it last year that the Chiefs just beat the snot out of them the first game of the season or something? Do you remember that?
Yeah, last season.
Yeah.
2017.
Oh, they didn't beat them that bad. But did they beat them there, though?
They beat them in Foxborough, yeah, on the road.
Well,
this year they lost at Foxborough.
Yeah. Interesting game Saturday with the Chiefs. The defense came to play. Looks like they were healthy and doing the right thing. But did you notice? I know you noticed this. Indianapolis sure helped the cause. They had penalty after penalty.
Oh, the Colts were terrible.
I mean, their penalties were just unreal.
Yeah, terrible game for the Colts.
Of course, a lot of that is triggered
by. Very good game for the Chiefs.
Yeah, you know, good defense will draw people and make them do things.
Yep.
But, yeah, it was a good win for the Chiefs. And, you know, it's a good year to be a Chiefs fan. It's a good year to have the Chiefs be the helm of the Chiefs right here on the radio at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
One win away from the Super Bowl.
Oh. And we started talking about, we'll have Mitch Holtus on Friday, right? We started talking to him, and we talked to him in training camp. And
yeah,
those updates are always a lot of fun.
We always get the ground running with the Chiefs starting in training camp in late July, and we're carrying you all the way through.
That's right.
The season. We're already in mid-January, and we hope to take you into February.
Yeah. Going to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Well, this is a team that, in my opinion, has a real good shot at it. I mean, but they got, you know, again, the old sports adage, you got to take them one at a time, and the next one's a big one. And you take one game at a time. You don't be looking ahead. This is a big one coming up.
Yeah, each Sunday. Conference game features a longtime veteran quarterback for one team and a very, very young quarterback for the other team.
Pretty good storylines there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, the Cars for Charities Car Show coming to Wichita this week, Century 2, January 18th to 20th. It's a benefit for the Arc of Sedgwick County and Starkey. And you can listen for your chance to win tickets with Steve and Ted right here at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Got a pair of tickets to give away sometime this morning.
Sometime today.
And Ted, out of the generosity of my heart, I'm going to throw in some Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger.
Even better.
It gets better all the time.
Good prize. Listen for your chance to win.
Yeah. 6:39 now, Steve and Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Friday, the cattle complex had two-sided trading and closed mostly positive. The February and June live cattle made new contract highs, while the feeder cattle continue to struggle price-wise. Cash cattle trade started on Friday at $124. That's a dollar higher than the previous 2 weeks. The weekend's winter weather will make it tough on the cattle and the feed yards over the next week, and it looks like another storm coming in this weekend. Lean hog futures closed Friday with triple-digit losses. On the close Friday, Feb cattle, 10 cents higher, 124.97. March feeder cattle, 17 lower, 144.90. And Feb hogs, $1.42 lower at 62.65. Now, after having negative closes in their lowest trade of the previous five sessions on Thursday, Friday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed positive. Now, wheat was supported by Russian export restriction rumors, but it doesn't look like those have proved out as we are seeing downside this morning. At the moment, March KC wheat down 3.5 cents at 501. March corn down a penny at 377.25. And March soybeans down 6.25 at 904. February crude oil, 49 cents lower, 51.10. February gold, $4.70 higher, 1,294.20. The March S&P, 19.75 points lower, 2,575.5. March dollar index, 6 cents lower, 95.20. And March Dow Jones futures, 176 points lower at 23,774. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
It looks like most of the nasty weather stayed north of Wichita and over to the east and now up through Missouri and Illinois and up that way to the Mid-Atlantic. Butler County, did you get anything at all on Friday or Saturday or Sunday?
We barely covered the grass in the yard, but before the snow, we had an inch of rain.
Yeah, that we had some rain here, and I didn't see any snowflakes sticking to the ground here at all. But we dodged one there, but...
This weekend looks like it could be interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get another chance at some really crummy weather.
You bet.
Make everybody feel better.
All right. Heck yes.
Thank you, sir. That's the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. 6:41 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. Medicare may not cost what you think it does. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.